What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
This January, Danny's taking Family Secrets on the road. To get your tickets, visit DannyShapiro.com.
I'm Danny Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets. The secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I have loved listening to this podcast, and it has really helped me process information that I learned about a year ago. I had done the DNA test to see. My mother had always said that we were part Native American, but never really would talk much about it. So I was just curious. So my DNA came back, and I didn't have any Native American. No big deal. I didn't see a lot of family connections, but then I knew as DNA knowledge approach, they're more able to specify where you come from. So I just thought maybe some of the people that I was connected to, that was just a guess on their part. And I had written to some people who wrote me and asked, like, do you know how you're related to me? We have these names. And I had written back and said, I don't have any names like that in my family. Jump forward 3 years later, I got my husband a DNA test, and he was looking at all his great family connections. So I went back and read a response that I had gotten that said, okay, so just humor me and look at your connections. I bet that if you look, you're going to have this person, and this person as a connection. And that's my mother and my aunt and someone else, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, lots of going back and forth with this person. I had no idea that he was trying to let me figure things out, that I had a different biological father. I was 50 years old, and my father that raised me is already gone, and I guess he had just gone the year before. And then the man that's my biological father was dead as well. Now, my mother and father got divorced when I was 4, when she was caught having an affair. And that person she was having an affair with when I was 4 is the man that is my father. So their affair had been going on a long time. He died. The other man died, still married to the woman that he was married to when I was conceived. He has 2 older children with that wife. And a daughter that was put up for adoption when he was in high school. So that's how they found that connection of these two people they didn't know that were joined genetically to them. So now I'm toying with how to approach my mother and ask her about this and what he knew. And so this hearing different people's stories has really helped me realize that it's okay for me to be able to ask.
Here's my family secret. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I found a document when I was in my mom's jewelry, and it was a document about my dad. Found out that before they had gotten married, he had gone to prison for robbing a bank. I never was told about this, and up until the day my dad died, he never told me. It was a secret he kept from me, and he kept it from my brother until my brother was old enough, I guess, that he felt he could tell them. But it was a big, thing, I guess, for him. And then later on in life, I decided to research his name thanks to the internet and found out he had a huge criminal background and history, that he was, from the time he was a teenager, he was in and out of jail.
My family secret is actually pretty much just mine. I guess I'm keeping it from my family. When I was younger, I was molested over a long period of time by a neighbor of mine, a kid who was probably 6 or 7 years older than I was. So it's kind of a weird situation where I was still a kid and I didn't tell anyone. No one knew. To this day, most of my family doesn't know. In fact, it was one of those things where people disagree with this concept, but a repressed memory is something that comes back. Your body forgets it. It's too traumatic. Your body forgets it. And it can come back later in life when your body is in a place that's safe or in severe trauma as well. And I lived in a different country and worked with a really hard group of refugee situations and in some traumatic moments that came back to me. And I realized what was going on and what had happened. And I went through, I came back to the States and went through some intensive counseling and got the truth of it actually out of my mind. And my family still doesn't know, except for my mom, who is a truly wonderful woman, but can kind of get towards some abusive tendencies. When she cares so deeply, she wants to get information from you to help, but goes about it in a way that's just not conducive for healing. And in a weak moment where I wasn't really ready to, I ended up telling her. I ended up blurting it out. It just came out of my body. And so she knows, and I told her once, and she didn't handle it well. It was her fault, and I must blame her, and we never talked about it again after that, just because she broke down. I wasn't ready, and I could tell. So to this day, none of the rest of my family knows except for my mom, and we just pretend like it never happened. So that's my story.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.